As promised, we start this hour off, though, with a guard from Marquette, a six-time Big East Player of the Week, 36 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists in Tuesday's win over DePaul, 8 games of 30 or more this season, most among all players in major conferences, 1,744 career points at Marquette, 5th on the school's all-time list. Marquette's having a big year, 21-4 overall, 10-2 in the Big East. They're number 10 in both polls, and they're hosting Butler Wednesday night. In fact, that's right here on CBS Sports Network. Marcus Howard is my guest. Marcus, dude, that is quite a resume. Great to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. How about yourself?
Good. I'm great. It's great to visit with you. You're coming off that win on Tuesday night. You had 36 in that 19-point win over DePaul. You guys won 10 of your last 11. Let me start right there. What is the mood and the vibe like around your team?
Oh, you know, it's been great. You know, anytime we can rack up wins like that, you know, it's really good for our program. You know, we've been really sticking to it, working hard each and every day. So, yeah, it's been a great atmosphere here at Marquette.
All right, I had your coach, Steve Wojciechowski, on the program earlier this season. We talked about what you mean to the program. What's it been like to play for Wojo?
Oh, it's been a great experience. You know, I've learned so much, you know, from my freshman year to now. Not just from a basketball standpoint, from being just a man standpoint. You know, I've learned so much off the court from him as well. So, you know, I'm super thankful and blessed, you know, to have a coach like I do, and as well as just great teammates around me as well.
Marcus Howard, my guest. Listen, one of the things I want to reiterate is, in the conversation I had with him, it came up that the fact that basketball means so much to Marquette University, Marquette means so much to college basketball. I know you still have a lot of work to do this year, but knowing the history of that program, what's it mean to be in the top 10 in both polls right now?
Oh, I mean, it's great. You know, it's definitely a place we haven't been to in some time now. So, you know, to kind of be back in the conversation, you know, is really good for our program. I feel, you know, we're coming back on the rise, and it's only going to go up from here. So I think that's a great credit to Wojo and how he's built the program, the type of guys he's recruited. And, you know, just us as a team, you know, how we represented not only ourselves on the court, but in the community as well as a whole.
Now, Marcus, listening to you right now and having spoken to Wojo already, I've got an idea, a really good idea of how you're going to answer this question, but I need to ask it anyway. Your name is getting a lot of run for every National Player of the Year award. What's it like to hear that, and what would it mean to you to win?
You know, it means a lot, but I think it just means that I have great coaching staff and great teammates around me. You know, they're so selfless in terms of letting me do what I do on a nightly basis. And, you know, it's really been good for us to win games. And it would mean a lot to me. I know it would mean a lot to this program. You know, this program's given so much to me. And whether that's on the court or off the court, you know, I'm just really, really fortunate to be in the position I'm in.
Like I said, I had a pretty good idea how you would answer that question. Marcus Howard joining us. Now, you've had 8 games of 30 or more, including a pair of 45-point games. And then you had that record-breaking 53-point game against Creighton. When you get into a zone like that, what's that like? What's that feel like?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of like an out-of-body experience. You know, it's kind of like you don't even realize you're doing it. And, you know, after the game, you're kind of just collecting your thoughts and everything. And, you know, it's great that all those games have ended in wins. So it's definitely a better mood from everybody, you know, when games like that end in wins. So it's a great really experience, you know, just to be able to have big scoring nights like that. But, yeah, the biggest thing is just coming off the win. And I'm happy that each and every game that's been really big for us and big for myself, that they've all ended in a W.
Marquette guard Marcus Howard, my guest. You know what's interesting is you've got this incredible game and presence on the court. Now, when you were growing up, you were always one of the tallest guys on the floor until you got to the 7th grade, and then you pretty much stopped growing at 5'11". Initially, yep. When you're that young, how frustrating was that? And then how did you adjust your game to become as dominant as you are now?
Oh, yeah. I mean, growing up, you know, everyone thought I was going to be, you know, 6'8", and thought it was going to be over once I hit high school. But after 7th grade, you know, I just kind of stopped growing. But, you know, as that kind of went on, you know, it would be a little frustrating. But it came to a point in time where, you know, I just had to accept it. You know, I had to just find different ways to affect the game. And great credit to, you know, the people I've worked with, you know, my older brothers, Jordan and Desmond, then my coaches too, you know, really just helping me, you know, to put myself in good situations to where, you know, my size doesn't really affect me that much, that I'm still able to affect the game in different ways. So, yeah, you know, just in terms of just trying to, you know, solve that problem with though my height, you know, it's just been something, another problem, you know, I like to solve is just, you know, try and find ways around it.
Marcus, I just want to confirm something. You're 19, right? You're not a 35-year-old dude who's been 10 years in the NBA. You're only 19, right?
Yeah, I'm 19 years old, yeah.
Just want to make sure. Okay. So the listeners know that. Now, you mentioned your brothers. You grew up in a really athletic family. Your parents were both athletes. Your brother Jordan averaged 25 per game at Central Arkansas. Yep. Another brother, Desmond, also got after it on the court. What was it like to grow up in such an athletic family and household?
You know, it was great. Growing up, you know, I mean, there were a lot of battles and fights, you know. I would get beat up so much being the youngest. But, you know, in that time, you know, those two, you know, groomed me and helped me grow into the person I am today. So with that, I mean, I wouldn't be where I'm at if it weren't for my brothers and how they pushed me. And then, you know, my parents, you know, just sacrificing so much for me and my brothers to want to accomplish the things we wanted to is the reason why we're at where we're at in life right now. But, yeah, you know, I wouldn't trade, you know, the way I grew up for anything. You know, I had a great home life in terms of, you know, always being competitive with my brothers. And, you know, we're still like that to this day. So, I mean, it's a great experience, you know, to be able to share that bond of basketball with people you love the most.
Right, so I can end this interview right now, and I'd be so impressed as is, but I want to make this point. In the offseason, you went to Costa Rica along with some other student-athletes and the Courts for Kids program to build basketball courts. There are a lot of things that you could be doing in the offseason, working on your game, getting ready for your future in the NBA. Why was that trip something you wanted to do?
Yeah, I think that just goes back to what Marquette University represents, you know, being the difference. And, you know, I thought, you know, I knew that coming home and, you know, being able to work out was always going to be there. But, you know, I definitely wanted to, you know, try and make a difference the best way I could. And, you know, when the opportunity presented itself, you know, I jumped on board with it right away. You know, I thought it was great, you know, to be able to go to a different country, experience a different culture, and to be able to impact those people in a way that, you know, I probably wouldn't have had the same opportunity here in the States. So, you know, being able to experience that with, you know, 15, 16 other student athletes, it was unbelievable. I mean, to be able to, you know, build a basketball court out there, you know, get to experience their culture and what it's like to live there. It was an amazing experience. It's definitely, you know, as I've gone through life, you know, it's definitely probably one of the most memorable experiences I've ever had.
We're talking to Marcus Howard again, just 19. But to be fair, Marcus, you are turning 20 next month. So let's be transparent about that. Listen, the other thing is, what's amazing is it sounds like you've got this. You've got this. You've got this all under control. Something I really respect about you and your game is the fact that you are open and you're honest when you talk about certain tough issues. As an example, there is a lot of pressure on college athletes, especially somebody in your position. How do you go about dealing with that pressure, handling it?
Yeah, I mean, that just, I think, goes back to, you know, the people I have around me. You know, you can never do anything in this life alone. And, you know, I'm really fortunate to have great people around me, not only just my family, but, you know, people here at Marquette, you know, from our academic staff to our administration to, you know, faculty, you know, everybody in athletics. I mean, we're just like one big family. So, you know, whenever someone's going through something, I mean, we're really comfortable in terms of, you know, just sharing how we're feeling and being able to, you know, be open about things that we're dealing with. And, you know, us as student athletes too, I mean, in this community as a whole, we're all able to, you know, help each other out when we're going through something. So I think it's really cool.
I think finally a lot of 19-year-olds would be looking to other people, looking to emulate others, looking to others as role models. I think you have the sense that there are people looking at you. What's it like to feel or to know that you're already a role model at that age and people are looking up to you and following you?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like an eye-opening experience, you know, like you said. I mean, people our age are kind of looking up to people, but for people to be in that situation with me, it's definitely something different, you know. But, you know, as a person, as a man, you know, I try to, you know, represent myself, my family, my school the best way I can on and off the court. So, you know, trying to be the best influence for others, you know, especially kids that are younger than me growing up, wanting to be basketball players, I just try to, you know, do things the right way, whether that's playing the right way, whether that's acting the right way. You know, I just try to, you know, make sure I'm making my family proud.
Marcus Howard joining us, Marquette guard. One of the best things I could say about you is you make it look easy, you make it sound easy, and it's not. None of it is. There's nothing easy about this. A 6-time Big East Player of the Week. Marcus, really nice to have you on the show. Great to visit with you. Good luck. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate you. Really well done. Marquette is at home against Butler on Wednesday. That game is right here on CBS Sports Network, 9 p.m. Eastern. If you have not seen him play and you want to see him play, my man's too good to be true. He's 19. 19. Never mind 19 and showing up on the show and doing that interview. 19 and carrying himself like that everywhere he goes on off the